Government has expressed confidence in the ability and contribution of Ghanaian women to national development. It is for this reason that President John Mahama has so far nominated 6 women for ministerial appointments. Vice President Pau Kwesi Imisa-Arthur said this when members of the Queen Mother's Foundation of Ghana called on him at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He appealed to men to encourage their wives to accept political appointments and also support them. Seth Aya reports.
The visit by the members of the Queen Mother's Foundation was to congratulate the Vice President and also appeal for more women appointment into the government. Vice President Pau Kwesi Imisa-Arthur hinted that President John Mahama is aiming at appointing a minimum of 30% women into his government. He said late President Atta Mills could not achieve his target of 40% women in his government due to a number of factors, adding that President Mahama is determined to go beyond the figure.
Yeah, late President Mills knocked the honorable 40%.
Our late President Mills tried so much, but could not obtain the 40% he promised. Most of the women contacted said they were going to consult their husbands, but they did not come back. It is for this reason that during the campaign, we impressed upon the men to allow their wives and female relations to accept government appointments. President Mahama promised a minimum of 30%. He has so far exceeded this and still looking for more women.
The secretary of the foundation and Gumua Ankamu Ankobi Ahima, Nana Oteba, asked the government to appoint queen mothers to boards of state institutions and the assemblies. This, she said, would also serve as a source of income for them. Nana Oteba entreated the government to help maintain and strengthen the peace prevailing in the country.
We need peace so urgently in Ghana. This is because when there is no peace, it is women and children who suffer most. We are hopeful now that you are in power. You will do everything to maintain the country's peace. This is because there cannot be development without peace. The men have been dominating too much in the country's decision-making. For those of us who are queen mothers, we are not factored into any decision-making efforts, especially at the regional and district levels. It is our hope that the government will change this for the better.
The queen mothers from all the 10 regions later held a closed-door meeting with the vice president. Seth Iya, reporting for Radio Ghana.